Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 19. Matthew 5, 13 to 19. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But what if salt goes flat? How can you restore its flavor? Then it is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. They set it on a stand where it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before others, so that they may see goodness in your acts and give praise to your heavenly Father. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Of this much I assure you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter of the law, not the smallest part of the letter shall be done away with until it all comes true. That is why whoever breaks the least significant of these commands and teaches others to do so shall be called least in the kingdom of God. Whoever fulfills and teaches these commands shall be great in the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. First, perhaps I should apologize. I am not using one of the readings of the day, but this day, August 8th, is the feast of Saint Dominic, who for us as preachers, as Dominicans, is a solemnity, especially this year, because in 2016, we are celebrating the 800th anniversary of the founding of the order in 1216, when it was first approved by Pope Honorius. There's so much that one might want to say to draw a portrait of Saint Dominic, but it's amazing that this is the reading the Church gives us to celebrate this day. The Gospel of Matthew itself was very important to Dominic. He was known as carrying with him the Gospel of Matthew and the letters of Saint Paul. So there are three things that come through in this Gospel text that remind us especially of Dominic's mission in the world. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus says to his disciples. And we can hear Dominic in a way thinking, praying the same about his followers. But it especially applies to Dominic himself. But let us think for a moment of that word salt as not applying to Dominic, for Dominic would not want it that way, but rather as applying to the preaching, to the gospel. It is the gospel that is the salt of the earth. And that gospel will never go flat if indeed it is preached well. And therefore, for Dominic, he never wanted his followers to be known as Dominicans. He wanted them to be known as preachers. In fact, he signed most of his letters, or at least very frequently, "The Humble Servant of the Preaching." For Dominic, it was all about the preaching, the mission, the gospel, evangelization, a ministry of the word, that word which is salt for the earth, and light for the world. That is the second image that comes through in our gospel text. And indeed, there is the story of Dominic's own mother, when pregnant, having a dream in which she gave birth to a dog that, when born, had a torch in its mouth and whose bark was a bellow heard around the world. And that dream became interpreted as her giving birth, in fact, to Dominic, her giving birth to someone whose preaching, we will say, but whose bellow, whose voice would be heard worldwide and who would be light for the world, the torch. So Dominic himself, of course, became that light. But again, it's not Dominic who wanted any focus on himself. Humility, voluntary poverty, and charity were three things that he cherished, and in his last will and testament, really called upon his disciples to attend to be humble, charitable, and maintain voluntary poverty. A light is not something to be hidden under a bushel basket. The light of the gospel is something to shine worldwide. It is a light that enlightens others. Again, it comes back to the preaching. The humble servant of the preaching, the humble preacher. But again, what Dominic was about was mission. What his followers were about was that self-same mission. What Jesus is saying to his disciples is telling them something about their mission, our mission, who we are to be in the world. Salt, light. And then the third aspect of our gospel text, I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Dominic, as both a creative man, and yet one faithful to the tradition. Someone whose preaching very much believed in the truth of the Catholic faith. For Dominic himself, at that time, first of all, preaching in a rather heretical region, and then later the desire to preach to those who were totally unevangelized, but a respect for the tradition, but we can think of that image also in the gospel of the sage or the scribe who goes into the cellar and brings out something old and something new. And this is what we have here with Dominic as well. Someone who is attentive to the law, but yet fulfills it in a way that was fitting and appropriate for his period of history. In other words, it wasn't only that Dominic preached by word of mouth the truth of the Catholic faith, but the innovative aspect that he and his companions brought forth was the way of life of the preacher, that one had to live what one proclaimed, that one had to live the gospel, and that that witness to the gospel would be a primary form of the preaching, the holy preaching itself. And so the way of preaching the gospel, the fulfillment that Dominic brought, was in the way of life that he created, a life that's itinerant, that's mendicant, that's focused on the gospel itself. And so we find Dominic's followers as preachers dedicated to the word at the service of the world, not called in any way to undo the tradition, but to renew the tradition in such a way that we have to ask ourselves as his followers, our task is to be for our period of history what Dominic was for his. Ours is not to wear the same kind of sandals that he wore, get up at the same time in the morning that he got up. But how can we be, in our period of history and in our very cultures, what the gospel requires today? How can we be living the gospel? To use the words of a Dominican theologian of the 20th century, Edward Skillebeck, we, in a way, ourselves are the fifth gospel, those who give it life. And so today, after 800 years, the light goes on, the preaching continues, and we are all called, whether followers of Dominic or not, to be light for the world.